the garbage or the stack.
Adriana?
I've got Michael, I've got Adriana, and I believe I heard Barbara as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
My recollection from last year when we went over the same issue was that if we put it in the budget as depreciation, it gets canceled out by something called cash and capital that's also in there. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't understand what the argument is. It's not an actual cash expense, and my understanding from what Raul said last year was that if it's in the budget, it kind of gets zeroed out by a corresponding line in the ledger. So I don't think it's an actual effect to the bottom line. I don't think it should be in this budget. I think what I understood the advice was you have a capital budget that's different from the line of capital expenses. You explained earlier that they're not putting any capital expenses into this budget unless they can separately raise money to cover them. So if they are going to add anything, it would also be, again, balanced out by increased income that's not being shown yet in this budget. So either way, it's a zero item.
Adriana?
Well, I agree with you because, and I believe that is exactly the recommendation that we had last year to include it. Because the reality is that we need to understand that if not, what we are doing is eating what we have. I mean, we need to budget for what we know that is the life of whatever things we have. Of our, you know, I mean, that is so normally there, and that was the recommendation last year. And this year, I think that we received the same, and most managers, business managers received the same recommendation to put it there. I agree with you that should be there.
Our Paul for that?
I've got Barbara, then our Paul. Anyone else?
Well, I want to just repeat what I said earlier, which is, I'd like to add the fact that the LSB approved this the way it is, and then I want to reemphasize that I think this is the kind of thing that should be reviewed again in the first quarter and mid-year. I don't see any reason to try to change this budget and make this happen now.
Paul. Paul, you're going to have to come off mute if you want to contribute. Paul, going once? Going twice? Anybody else to stack? All right. The motion is as follows. From Bill Crozier, I move that the NFC follow the recommendations of Lost Wisdom Auditor and put into the capital expenses line item an amount equivalent to what KPFA's depreciation expense would be.
And this is Bill. I'm sorry, I didn't unmute myself earlier. So, one more time on the stack.
I just had a little power failure here. Whoops. All right, so we're going to a vote on this. Is that it? Am I on stack still? Or?
Well, you were on stack.
I can make this very short.
You missed the 10 count, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, we had a, you know, everything's down here all of a sudden. I don't know what quandary here. Yes, I think that we should put something in, and it should, you know, if we did it last year, and we should, you know, try doing it the same way this year, I suppose. You know, you put it in one place, you put it in the other, let them balance it out, but at least you're showing something, and I think that would be the way to make this work well.
Are you proposing that as a substitute? Barbara, mute yourself.
No, I'm not.
What we did last year was, I believe Michael's correct. We showed a depreciation expense and then a negative adjustment in the same amount under cash and capital, so that it was a wash on the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's different from what Bill's proposing.
A bit, yes. You know what? I'm not going to make an amendment. What I will do is I will... this is going to come up again, and we can probably all think about adding that in next time. All right?
Let's build
okay,
again.
I mean, we should sort it out because it should be, I mean, it should be the same at each station, and I'm not sure that they're all getting centralized advice from the national office the way they were last year.
Yeah, I think what we should do is maybe make a blanket motion for all the budgets at the next meeting.
I see what you're saying.
And this is Bill again. Just to follow up on what Barbara said, I mean, she has a good point. She suggested we review, I guess she's talking about the income statement quarterly and mid-year. Well, I'm looking at the most recent one we got from Efren, in August, last month. In line 111 of it, it lists depreciation expense. It lists the last several years. It lists the current year. It's about $8,500 a month. This is for KPFA, $8,500 a month. That was 2014. No, it was $103,000 for 2014. It's about almost $8,600 a month for 2015. It was $114,000 2011, $120,000 2012, $105,000 2013. So it's pretty predictable. So just assuming we can wait till a quarter's over and then start putting it in is wrong. And you know, depreciation, it's not the same as cash. Cash shows up in cash flow. Depreciation is an expense. When we buy a capital equipment item, we don't include the expense in the month we buy it. We depreciate it. It's what IRS requires. It's standard accounting principles that do that. So it's a real expense. It's just that it's not directly associated with the cash flow because it's spread out over several years. And if we don't report it, it's just like we're not reporting expenses. And you know that's the kind of thing that gets us in trouble with IRS and any accountants, too. If you want to put it somewhere else, it's okay, but it needs to be in the budget. I think it's still more appropriate to put it under depreciation.
All right, folks, I want to encourage everyone not to make an argument you've already made and trust that the rest of us have enough intelligence to remember the first time you made it. I've got Adriana. Anyone else to stack? Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, but basically, you know, it's a massive. If your assets are being depreciated, at some point in time, you need to have the funds to reinvest in that utility. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. That's why you always put it there. Okay,
anyone else? Paul, you want to give us the dramatic reading of the closure motion as amended? Paul, are you down for the count again? Uh-oh. Here's what I've got, folks, and I believe this is accurate. I move that the NFC follow the recommendations of the Voss Wisdom Auditor and put into the capital expenses line item an amount equivalent to what our depreciation expense would be.
KPFA.
For KPFA. I guess I'll be the one calling the roll.
I think that, I'm sorry, Brian, I think that what Barbara said is that we replace our with KPFA.
Yes.
You're correct. Mm-hmm. You're correct. I thought I had it right, and I screwed it up. I'm going to go clockwise from my station. So, KPFA, Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, KPFA, Brian Edwards Teekert votes no. KPFK, Lydia Bazan.
I had it. Okay. I'm sorry.
Paul, we're in the midst of the roll. You've got no's from both people at KPFA and no one else is voting. Yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm having things failing. This is on the motion is amended, right?
Correct.
Okay, motion is amended. Might be easier if I just start, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Lydia Bazan.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tieker.
No.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, that's 2-4, 6 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion fails. Let's move on. If anyone wants to give thought to motions they want to draft before next week's meeting, as I said, I don't want to put any budgets to a vote before then, and possibly later, but we could revive that discussion. KPFK's budget. Michael, you want to take us through what you sent out?
Well, yeah, I sent out a spreadsheet of what was approved by RLS. The problem with trying to get it, I was talking about it before we went on the stream about this, trying to put it into the template has been proving very difficult because the template, the budget is predicated on the idea that our payroll expenses have been cut by putting a number of full-time or more than putting all the more than half-time people on half-time at the station. And there's no way to reflect that in the template. The template requires just the only way to affect the payroll is by assigning a full-time or percentage of full-time to each individual person. So in trying to do that, you can come up with a sum, an annual sum of payroll that's roughly what's in here, but it does not reflect the actual payroll month by month, and that throws off all the cash flow. So if anybody has any information about how to do this, you can't go into the total sheets and change anything. You have to change it by changing personnel or changing on the expense side, or by changing, the income, projected income from listener support on the revenue side, but you can't change any of the figures that are in the spreadsheet itself in the template. So, for example, on this spreadsheet that I gave you, you'll see that November 2015, the payroll is quite substantially lower than it is for the rest of the year. That's because in those 2 months, a lot of people are on half-time or less than full-time anyway, reductions in pay. December is shown here as roughly the regular full payroll, but there's a possibility that will also be the assignment was up to 4 months. So the first month was actually September, and then 2 months in this fiscal year. It might be the third month of the fiscal year, depending on the financial picture. But there's no way to do that in the template, so I don't have the template for you yet. But the overall figure is that if you look at the far end, the payroll is reduced by a little bit over $250,000, and most of the other expense items are reduced compared to the current fiscal year projected. So the overall expenses are lower than the current year. We're projecting roughly similar listener support, but we're trying to do it with fewer days. Again, trying to work with the template. I think at this point we're looking at maybe 95 days of on-air fundraising and a substantial amount of what we're calling quiet drives. So, again, when we get the template to you, the template will show a lot of days of on-air fundraising. There's no way to get it into the listener support line without showing it as fund drives. but they're not meant to be on-air fundraising, except in the sense that every show will pitch once in the show to the website. So we're showing a little bit less in listener support than is projected for the reality of this year. A little bit more in total revenue, not very much more. Less in total expenses, again by about $280,000. You know, the problem with this year has been our cash flow because there's a lot of accrued expense that has not actually paid out. So, the station in the current fiscal year it may have to launch the fund drive in September as opposed to waiting for October, which was originally projected, just to get through September. I'm not sure. I don't know if people have questions. It might be easier than anything else I could say about that at this point.
Adriana?
Okay, I'll take a stack on questions. I've got Adriana. Who else?
I don't have access to the computer, so I kind of did some printouts of everything that I've been trying to explain, but they're not.
And Bill. Okay. Bill for the stack, too.
All right, I've got Adriana. I put myself behind her, and I just heard Bill. Anyone else? Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, it's difficult to see because I cannot compare one, you know, like we normally have it. But I have a question, something that caught my attention is programming expenses. Line 27?
Yeah, just the one that said.
Yeah. How could it be that you have 2015 projected 27,000, almost 28,000, and you jump to 208,000? Because you are there conversating. I don't know.
It's an error. If you look at the detail.
Oh okay.
They got the wrong number in the wrong cell there. But in the detail, FY13 projection is 180,000.
Ah, okay. Okay, let me. Okay, thank you. Let me check the rest.
Did you have any other questions, Adriana?
Keep going. I will come my question later.
Sure. That was actually going to be my question too. So I was looking it up.
Yeah.
Which line was that?
That is the only. I don't know.
What was that, Bill?
Which line was it?
So the summary line?
It's four lines down from the personnel cost.
27.
The summary line is row 27, and that's the one that has the wrong figure for 2015?
Yeah.
But the detailed development... The detailed programming expense section starts in row 107 and gets summarized in row 125.
Okay.
Which sheet? Budget FY 2015?
Yeah, FY 2016 draft budget. This is for KPFK.
Okay. 27? For 27, I have programming expenses?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The FY 2015 projected says 27,000. No, that's not correct. It's 180-something. It is a slight increase. It's not that. It's not the increase. I think that might have been the increase was put in there instead of the projection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is not, as I explained at the beginning, this is not generated from the template. This is just created as a spreadsheet. So I think that's just a Scrivener's error, so to speak. But that is a slight increase. In the programming cost, that's the only one that's going to be, I think everything else would decreases from fiscal year 20, the current fiscal year.
So here's my two questions, Michael. The drop of $240,000 in spending on development. It looks like it's a $40,000 drop on advertising, a $45,000 drop on fund drive expenses, and a $168,000 drop on premiums. Can you walk us through those?
This is a response to the problems that we've had with our budget for 3 or 4 years in a row, that we have busted the budget on premium expenses and trying to bring them down. There's a much stronger commitment to trying to get sustainable budgets without premiums and trying to get, basically the programming type premiums and not big ticket items. I think the other pieces of it are just that we have to cut money somewhere because, until we can revive our audience, we're trying to raise the same amount of money from 200 people. Every time we lengthen the number of fund drive days, we lose more people. And then we reduce our daily average on the fund drive. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. So we're trying to cut everywhere we can. And those are some things that seem like until we can do some other kinds of promotion that will bring more listeners in, that we need to reduce spending on that. We need to. So the plan for the next coming fund drive is that we'll be doing much more fund drive based on the programmers and programming that we have. And I think most of the staff is behind that, but the idea that they will be keeping their shows on as opposed to being preempted by specials that repeat offering, premiums as thank you gifts that have nothing to do with the rest of the program. And get a lot of complaints from listeners to say, I've heard this.
Right. So, I totally agree that your premium expenses have been out of control and that it's a great thing to cut them. My concern is there a proven ability to cut them? Like, do you have a Memphis analysis from recent fund drives showing that the cost of premiums pledged for as the percentage of dollars pledged has actually dropped?
Yes, as this fiscal year is ending, did an emergency drive that was mostly for sustainers without the pledges. That was pretty successful, and we did a regular drive, which also going in was projected to really only have premiums for about half of the amount pledged, and it came fairly close to goal on that basis.
Sorry, so the premiums were half of what they'd been in prior fund drives?
Yeah, in other words, in terms of the projected premium expense for the fund drive, we wanted to raise almost twice as much money as we could based on a 10-to-1 ratio for the premiums, is what I'm saying. And we came pretty close to that. So, a fairly substantial number of pledges without premiums or with very inexpensive premiums that stayed within, if you did better than the 10-to-1 projection in terms of the total premium, the total pledges versus premium costs were better than of what it's supposed to be and much better than what it has been.
Got it. I don't want to make work for anybody at KPFK because God knows they all have more than enough on their plates. But if somebody has already done a spreadsheet or a calculation showing how much it dropped in that most recent drive compared to prior drives, I think that would be very helpful in supporting that number.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the FTEs and FTEX the information too, which
the FRX.
The pledges that are monthly and the ones that are actually sustainer pledges.
EFT.
EFT, that's it, sorry.
Got it.
Not FT. Dyslexia. electronic funds transfer.
Okay.
Electronic funds transfer extended, which is the sustainer one that I just go on indefinitely. So both of those, I think, will reflect on what you're asking about.
Yep. And the drop in advertising and promotion expense of $45,000?
Well, there was a lot of money spent last year that was not budgeted or authorized. We got out from under the contracts for that, I think, in September.
So it's already done. Great.
It's done, yeah.
And the drop of $46,000 in fund drive expenses?
Same thing. We get out of the also unauthorized and originally unbudgeted expenses for the call service, so that we're taking all the calls in the phone room. We've computerized it so that the pledge room volunteers can enter the data directly, so that's also saving money on data entry part of that. So we the person makes the call is putting it right into the database with the security code and immediately seeing if the phone clear.
Great. As long as you're already out of the contract to produce those expenses,
that's
all I need to hear.
Yes.
The final question for me is, the listener support line is almost exactly what it was in fiscal year 2015, and my impression has been that in fiscal year 2015 that took a completely unsustainable number of days in fund drive and has produced steeply diminishing returns.
Yes. So this is I did send in narratives about basically off-air fundraising and quiet drive to supplement the on-air fundraise days. So basically all of the on-air fundraisers are kind of sandwiched between off-air fundraising and quiet drive, where every programmer would briefly on each show pitch to the website. And I can't guarantee you that that's going to work. So I think that if that does not succeed, then the fund drive base can go substantially. I think currently, as we've been trying to work with the template, it's I think it was 85 or 89 days, I can't remember now, which is sounds like a lot, but it's actually a lot less than we did this past year, which is upwards of 140. So, yes, we're projecting higher per diems because we're trying to guarantee to people that we'll be doing shorter fund drives and anticipate that will have the along with the off-air fundraising and the quiet drives, will have the effect of increasing the per diem back to what it used to be.
Okay, I've got Bill on stack. Anyone want to get behind him? Go ahead, Bill. Bill, I think you're muted.
And Tony will go after
you. All right, okay. I thought I just unmuted myself. Yeah, okay. Push the button twice. I was going to follow up on what you said about development. It's always good to cut expenses, but it can really bite us if we cut back on things that produce more revenue. And I see zero for next year projected for direct mail, printing, and postage. This is lines 129 and 130. I see zero for 141 through 145, which is fundraising, subscriptions, mailing services for subscriptions, telemarketing, major donor expense. So all those things being zero are somewhat bothersome. It kind of looks like you're going to anticipate getting less revenue from those things. So I just hope you look at that. And then jumping back up to, I think there's some numbers out of whack for this year, because it shows for, let's see, look back to 2015 projected column P, line 22, total revenue 3246, total operating expense 2880, and then net income on line 37 for this year is projected to be a profit of $215,000. I just can't see how that's real if we're laying off people and cutting back. I mean,
so that's the error we identified earlier.
Oh, that's the same
coming
error.
From it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, sorry. Okay. Well, I haven't finished looking everything.
Yeah. Else. Also, again, the other thing is that there are accruals in here, and there are, doesn't reflect a lot of money that had to go out to pay outstanding bills. For example, the general manager uncovered the fact that there was, I think, $58,000 owed to Pitney Bowes for postage meters because for several years they just were paying the minimum each month, and so the rest of the money that postage just accrued, added up and eventually have to pay all that postage.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I was getting at is that the projections for next year's revenue, if they're based on this year's, once you adjust this year's revenue, you're probably going to have to adjust next year's because, I mean, from what I keep hearing, it's really down. And I know that we were getting different figures over around the last time of the last meeting from Efren on different days. So I'm not sure which ones to believe, but it looked like the overall story is that it was worse than the original statements. And so I'm assuming that the listener support's going to be down also. And what you said was good.
The listener support it's what Ryan said earlier. The listener support came in at what we were looking for the year, but it took many, many more days of fundraising to do it.
Right,
And that's had a negative effect on our listenership.
Right. So, yeah, I know it's what you said, right. And I agree. You can't keep extending fund drives forever and expect to still have listeners. So, okay, I'll shut up because I will probably come back next week after we've had time to look at the numbers in more detail. So thank you.
Yeah, we'll try to get the whole template together.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
And please try to get those 2015 column fixed. Or I guess, does the template already have good numbers in the 2015 column?
I think the template probably has it correct. I don't have it here with me. I had a little black stuff and it died.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I've got Tony next. I'll put you behind him, Adriana. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, it's two quick questions. Just a breakdown of the what do you have in this budget for how many full-time and part-time, and has the LSB reviewed the budget?
Yeah, the LSB did review the budget and approved it, but there have been further discoveries of the kind I just described since then, so probably what we end up with here is going to be a little bit different from what the LSB approved. Also, if somebody can answer that question of how to put in changing assignments so that the payroll is accurately reflecting what it's going to be month to month, I'd appreciate that. Or I guess we'll have to call Efren or somebody at the national office and try to get that cleared up. But overall, there was a reduction in full-time equivalents of about 5, from about 30 to about 25, or 25.6 or something like that. And so that's also, there were, I think, 2.5 positions eliminated, and all the management and all of the more than half-time staff are on half-time this current month, which is during the current fiscal year, and at least the first month of the next fiscal year, possibly the third. And then there'll be a couple of additional cuts probably necessary in addition to that, cuts that have not yet been spelled out.
Anything else, Tony?
That's it.
Adriana, you're next.
Yes. I have two questions. One is line 20, miscellaneous, other income. What is included there? Because I see a jump of more than $22,000 or $21,000. What is there? What is included there?
I'm sorry, I'll have to get back to you on that. I'll check again, and I don't have it in front of me because I had to just do a printout. I don't have all the details here. I think it's reflective of previous years, but I can't remember what specific sources are reflected there.
And to see if the numbers of the relative numbers are fine, I can see that the personal cost is really, it's under 50%, it's 45, 46% probably of the total revenue. I think that is a good number. That was all. Thank you.
Michael, I wanted to flag a couple things like Adriana just did on income that aren't huge individually, and if you don't have answers, that's fine. There's a line, it's a line item number 5040, row 19 in the budget, that's restricted contributions for special projects, that's $44,000 versus zero in 2015. I don't know if you it's something you all have money committed for already.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
I think that might be the Studio A project, which had that foundation money that went to it that then was borrowed by the previous administration briefly and going back to it.
Got it. So it's money that will be released from restriction when you spend it on its intended purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. Non-operating grants, $30,000 versus zero in the preceding year? This is the line, row 17, line item 5805.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I think our current GM is on her 14th grant. It's written to 14 days. For one thing, but some of them are project specific for things that will overall bring down some of our expenses and also, you know, augment our programming capabilities, training, and so forth. So we're trying to fill out the landscape with some of what look like some of them are pretty viable grants. So that's, I think,
what
that is.
So, which is great to go after them, and I would just flag, usually that type of grant, you have to spend as much as you take in.
No, I mean, we're cognizant about because that's what happens. Yeah. Yeah. Happened last.
There's an equivalent amount of expense that matches those grants so that they're not distorting your bottom line.
Right. We have been very alert to that because that's what happened in previous times, and it was not of the value that one needs under the circumstances.
Renewals is jumping by 21,000.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So, for those of us, including Michael and a whole team of us who have been going into the station for lapsed, lapsed subscriptions, lapsed memberships. Every time we go, it's not your whole list that you're calling, but at least there are some of those. So I don't know if that's aligned with those went in, but we're clipping along on that.
Yeah, we did that after the last fundraiser with the funds that were still set up from the fundraiser. We did a couple of days of calling out to people to do a lot of subscribers. It's also just kind of trying to interview people to find out, why they did subscribe and why they stopped subscribing and trying to get, more data on what's happening.
It's a wonderful thing to do, and possibly a dangerous thing to count on, and I would love to see supporting details. So if it raised money last time, how much, and how big is your potential call list? What could it be scaled up to? And does that match the numbers in the budget? And again, don't divert staff time for more important stuff on my account, but but it would be nice to see something that supported it.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, and I think that what we're trying to do is create that pattern by doing this, right? That then over time we can, in short order, it's like what Barbara said, now that we are reevaluating budgets as we go along instead of waiting till it's too late, is that we can see, okay, if we do this for a quarter, and then we see that out of that calling, because this is all volunteers calling, LSD members, and you see a pattern that out of X number of calls of previous lapsed donors who gave at this level, what are we yielding? It starts to create a pattern. But we won't have that pattern until we've done it more extensively and for a longer period of time.
Yeah, the other thing I should say is that in approving the budget, the LSB made a specific commitment to raise the nominal amount of $5,000, I think. Is that right? I can't remember that.
Yes.
But we already have a matching grant for that, and if we raise it, it will be doubled. But we also set up a KPFK local station board fundraising committee, which will be meeting Friday to draft a kind of a plan and with implementation and what training is necessary for the board itself to make a substantial fundraising commitment for the station.
All of which is great, but won't hit your renewal line.
Right.
So.
Sure. Okay.
You know, so I
yeah.
Just the same principle everywhere. Wherever the income's going up, please provide supporting, whatever supporting detail you can, because it's very dangerous to count on money you don't haven't already established a track record of raising.
Yeah.
Anybody else on the KPFK project?
Yeah, another last question.
Go ahead, Adriana.
When I opened the May 2015 income, I have year-to-date actual, including May 31st, is 2/17/617. And I mean, that is a big difference compared with what we are saying that is 2015, because 2,200,000. And we are talking about projected $800,000 more in what we are projecting. I don't understand that part.
The income for the projected 2015 was $3,078,000, and then.
I see that. What I'm saying is, when I go and open May 2015 income, I have including May 2,200,000. It means that it's a difference of $800,000. That's why what I'm asking is, in 2 months, what, $800,000?
No, it's 4 months.
June? No, this is in May, and then you have June.
Through September. Yeah,
through September. Okay. It's a projection.
We also.
Okay.
Well, but we also had to have we had an emergency fund drive and a regular fund drive, and.
Yeah.
Subsequent to any of those figures.
Okay, I think that. Yeah.
So that the actual revenue, if you look at the July or August ones, you'll see that there's quite a bit more money came in.
I don't see July and August. I don't know where they are then, because I cannot see those.
The ones we sent out last month.
Yeah, the last.
Okay.
Income statement we got.
Okay.
I mean, Adriana, since May, they've had 10 weeks of fundraising at KPFK.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, the speech of the staff.
And,
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nancy, go ahead.
And Bill,
so,
again.
I think I'm following along here. Okay, so in the budget for 2015, the June projection was 153,000, and July 331. So are you saying that those you made more than those amounts to make up for the difference in the shortfall for May listener support?
Yes. We had to have a special, in other words, we had an emergency fund drive in a month when there was no fund drive scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And then the regular fund drive that was also extended to come closer to the goal for that drive.
Mm-hmm. So June, July, September, you made up the 200,000 that you were short in May.
Nancy, I'm not sure where you're getting 200,000 short in May.
Okay, so the May income was 270. The budget. I'm sorry, it's not 200,000. 170,000 short in May from what was projected. So, 447 projected in May, and actual was 270.
So the answer is yes, but you're actually asking a different question than Adriana was. She was looking at the projection for fiscal year 2015, which anticipates more than $3 million by the end of the year, and asking how they would get there so fast.
Okay.
But the answer is yes on both counts.
But the projection for May 2016 is very close to what was projected for May 2015. But in the actuals, it's 447 minus 270 is 180 different.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying you made that up in the June, July, August, September fund drives?
We had to have an emergency fund drive in addition to the regularly scheduled summer drive. So, and that, as I said, was mostly a lot of it was sustainer pledges, and most of it was pledges without premiums.
We had a disappointing May fund drive as well. I'm wondering, you know, what's going on. You know, that's the trend.
Well, the overall thing here is definitely we've gone to the same well too often. 10 years ago, we had almost twice as many listener sponsors as we have today. If you look at the figures for, you know, how many people are qualified as listener sponsor members for the election. So we're raising almost as much money, but it's taking us much longer to do it because it's many fewer people donating. And we have to reverse that. The main thing is to win back some listeners, attract new ones, and have programming that's going to motivate them to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill,
okay, Bill, I have on stack. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I'm impressed with the things that Michael was talking about to boost the revenues up, and I'm glad you're having some initiatives there. But you know, I don't think we should count our revenue before we get it. And another one of the things that's incorrect is here on the 2015 budget line, because it says there's an $87,000 deficit budgeted, and I think there was about close to $200,000 profit budgeted. So because the reason was to help make up for central services payments from the previous year shortfalls. So I think we do need to budget for a substantial profit in order to pay back the debt to the national office and PRA and, you know, all the other expenses that the central services go towards. And I'm one thing that may help you a little bit. You know, I've heard that you have maybe as much as $200,000 a year in website income, and it shows zero. And for both this year and for next year, and you know maybe that's included in listener support,
yeah,
bumping
no,
the listener support up too high, but it would be good to split that back out, just like some of our other stations are having a problem with that.
I've been trying to work on the template with the GM, and I think we're going to try to break that out better.
Because we need to know what we're doing, and you know, I think some of our other stations need to replicate what you're doing, if what I hear is correct, and that you're doing a lot better on web stuff, both in terms of listeners, you know, streaming listeners and podcasts, and also revenue, than any of our other Pacifica stations. And so it would be nice to know more accurately what the numbers are for that, both for this year and next year.
I think the website thing, my understanding is that the website income should only show what's raised on the web when we're not in SunDrive.
Correct.
The figure that here was included in listener support should be included there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Lydia?
Yes, and just to that point, is just that we're totally ramping up the podcasting and adding a lot of, we're going to be adding film visuals to our website as well. So we hope that that will actually increase. It's not necessarily reflected yet, but there you go.
Okay.
And we'll share that information, how that's working out.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a request. I know that everybody is trying to rush to get this in line, but you know it's very difficult. I think that it's a good idea, how we have it before, that we can compare and we can make an average of the last 4 or 5 years. I think that it's easier to understand that when we see numbers like that and we need to go back and forth and check different lines. I know, Michael, that really you, and I really appreciate that, that you want to bring us at least this, but that would be really good if we can compare and we can only...
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful that we can lift the problem with the template, because then the template has all that built into it for the last 5 years, and you know you can see it broken out that way.
Michael, on that note, you might want to put whoever's working with your spreadsheets in touch with KPFA's business manager. She was able to manipulate the salaries tab so as to show changes in hours in individual positions partway through the year.
Okay. So
that's the problem you're facing, right?
Yeah, if you can email me separately, or I'd probably have it somewhere. But
her extension is 208.
Okay, all right.
And I will send you her email address as well.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, are we ready to move on from the KPFK budget? I think Michael's got a to-do list a mile long. Michael, might be helpful if you invited either your business manager or your general manager onto our next call.
Yeah, I was anticipating that, but the business manager, we have a new interim business manager, and has no idea about this budget whatsoever, essentially, because they're just trying to do the bank recovery.
Hasn't started yet.
What the hell? Throw them in.
Yeah, and I had one more question.
If you want to keep them. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I remember I asked Efren about this a few weeks ago, and he said he was going to have to look it up, but I don't think I heard anything back. Is for the Uprising show, which is both a TV show and the radio show, just make sure we got both the revenue and the expenses included in that. And I don't know what's going to happen with that next year with the cutbacks. So we need to make sure that's...
Free Speech TV canceled the contract.
Okay, so I just want to make sure it's in the budget the way it's supposed to be. Then it'll be different than this year. In other words, Okay.
And this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, and we don't have a fix on income yet from that. We haven't found it, so from
well, if you don't have a contract anymore, you won't have income.
No, so. I know that. But I'm saying we have nothing to compare to what might be less of because we haven't found what we supposedly would have gotten before. So there you go.
Anyway, they probably moved at this point. I have a face-to-face meeting I'm supposed to be in, so
I'm
going to probably get up to call if we're done with KPFA.
Thank you for your time, Michael, and good luck with all the work ahead.
Sure.
Next on the list is KPFT. We've got half an hour left in the meeting. Bill, you want to... I understand this is not yet a board-approved budget.
No.
Right. We're still... Go ahead.
Bill, can you take us through the budget proposal as it stands and what controversies there are at the board level?
Okay. Let me go back to the, let's see, there was a version I sent to you all just late this afternoon that I got from our GM. Adriana and I and our LSB chair met, actually last night. It was the first time we could get together for a while to see if we could work out some differences and come up with questions that we still needed to answer in the budget. It looked like listener support was maybe too high. We anticipate an increase based on the new transmitter. How much of an increase, we're not sure about yet. But we do expect, you know, somewhat increased numbers of donations because of more people being able to hear us. And I'd just like to hear if Michael or Lydia, if you have any numbers about your experience with KPFK after you went from 50 kilowatts up to 100 kilowatts. I'm not sure how long that took to get your revenue back up, but I know it seemed like about 3 years ago it did make a difference from what I heard. And then under the assumption our revenue is still overestimated, though, we're going to still have to make some cuts, which is probably going to come out of personnel. But I guess I can't say too many more specifics until we work those out. Adriana, did you want to comment?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we were really arriving to sign agreement really yesterday night, but what scared me that now I see that the last one that the general manager said is not only not cutting personal costs, cutting personal, it's something really, really strange here, but we need to work with these numbers, you know. But basically, with being we were using a formula that because the new transmitter is start operating, we are adding a 5% because we know that we take time, and we are adding to the revenue a 5%. But we found strange things here, like now website info from zero go to 38,500. This is doesn't make any sense. But and the same with personnel. I mean, clearly, we didn't even see this one was sent. Like I said, like Dick said today, we didn't have time to even look at this. That had nothing to do with what we were working yesterday. I think that Bill, the chair of the board, Bill, I mean, we are working with these numbers. And I think that we were making really progress. That's it.
All right. Stack of questions on the KPFT budget?
Tony?
Well, I will... Go ahead, Tony, and I'll put myself after you.
Same question. What do we have in terms of full-time employees and part-time? Do you have a to break that down?
We have, I believe, a little over 8 FTEs. I believe that's 7 full-time, and there's about 4 people part-time, I believe. I'll look that up a little bit more while we're talking. Get back with you in a minute.